Adam was the largest, bravest, and most feared man in the chiefdom. Big Adam, your great-great-grandfather, was rightful chief of the clan. Big Adam, the father of my grandfather, Big Thomas. It was he who fought off our enemies and protected this land and all of our progeny. It was Adam, not some Macintosh chief who defended our land from marauders and the evil southerners who wished to civilize us. It was he who fought bravely alongside William Wallace to keep Scotland free. I am Big Thomas, son of Thomas, son of Big Thomas, son of Adam, son of William. We are now, and always have been, Mac Thomas.
The boys knew this tale by heart and could repeat it word for word. But this time, the boys listened raptly. Something was brewing. They were wearing these new colors now, and there were rumors of a battle of Glenshee, a showing of strength between the two clans. The winner would take the land, the children, and most horrifying of all, their mother. Big Thomas had already declared that no other man would raise his children, mind his land, or lay with his wife. He would fight to the death before he ever let that happen. For Big Thomas, death was preferable to a life without his Eve and his two boys, Thomas and brave little Douglas. Now watching from their hiding spot amid the heather on the high hill, the boys watched as Big Thomas stepped out into the glen. He stood with the entire Thomas clan, all descendants of the bastards of William, arranged in battle order. Clustered in groups by family, each generation stood behind the last, fathers in front of their sons, brother beside brother, and all of the elder men making up the front line. The oldest, wisest, and most experienced warriors were always in the front during battles. The Scots had long understood that courage flowed down through generations, that it sprang forth as a tiny drop from a single ancestor and grew over time, eventually accumulating en masse within each man as the generations proceeded. They believed that the youngest warriors, those who stood in the back of the line, had the courage of 100 generations pumping through their veins. They stood in the back, away from the front line of battle, as it would be with them that the destiny of all would be entrusted. The boys held their breath, watching as their father, Big Thomas, a massive man in his own right, took his axe in his left hand and drew his broadsword high above his head with his right. Once the blade was aloft and all eyes focused on him, Big Thomas recited all 200 years of his lineage back to their ancestor William, born in the year 1300. In these days, all warriors did such a thing. When their father told them tales around the fire, the boys loved to hear stories of how such battles began. Fearless warriors raising their swords above their heads and regaling the enemy with their fearsome lineage. The brothers settled in. They knew this would take a long time. True to their father's tales, every single man in the front line of his father's clan drew their swords and proudly shouted the same lineage. Once they were finished, it was time for the enemy to do the same. On the other side of the glen, the Macintosh clan leader drew his sword and raised it aloft to begin the recitation of his lineage. But before his voice could break the tension that hung thick in the air, Big Thomas charged across the field, leaving all his kin behind him, their swords drawn above their heads. As Thomas ran, he took aim with his double-bladed Lochaber axe at the Macintosh clan leader, the man who only a day before had come to his door to claim his wife. With strength and deftness unlike anything the boys had seen before, their father hurled the axe at the man who would strip him of his family. The boys shot to their feet as they watched the axe fly across the field, blade over handle, before burying itself in the Macintosh leader's skull, cleaving him right between the eyes. The brothers watched in horror as the man's lifeblood flowed from the grievous wound, and the Macintosh leader fell back into the heather, dead. Shocked by the violence that for the first time wasn't safely contained in a bedtime story told around the fire, the boys turned